Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You can start your day off right when you find a professional on Angie to get your plumbing right first. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to another episode of the Blue Crew, a New York Rangers podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. I'm your host, Johnny Lazarus, joined by my good friend, Avery Zaretsky. No Cody Frankel tonight. He's recovering from a bachelor party in Austin. I think it's like his 10th one in Austin in the last year, but we'll miss him today. Great game yesterday. Artemi Panarin comes up clutch yet again. Avery, what were your initial thoughts? Because I thought the Rangers dominated for, you know, mostly the entire game. They just couldn't find a way to score 5-on-5 till the end. So what did you think?
Well, first of all, it's good to be back. And I also flip my hat forward. We got a lot of comments about the backwards.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shit, should I do mine too?
No. I just decided. I honestly just noticed it. It doesn't matter whether it's front or back for me. But what a win from the Rangers. I know a lot of people were skeptical with the way they've been playing recently. They lost their last two, and they were coming into this game with a lot of 5v5 struggles. But like I said, time and time again, you cannot lose faith in this team with what they've done this year. Now that they have most franchise wins in history for the regular season, it's just, it doesn't make sense to get down on this team, because I'd say 90% of the games this season, it never felt like they've been out of games, even when they were down. So, you know, they go down in games, and then it feels like in previous years, they don't have the ability to come back. This team just feels different.
I argue that?
Okay, go ahead.
In those cases, and this is what I asked Laviolette after the game, a lot of the times where they've gone down, you know, for example, like one of the Florida games, I think that 6-5 Philly game is another one. You know, they go down, let's say 2-0, and it's the power play that gets them back in it. You know, I think there's been a lot of times where the 5-on-5 hasn't gotten them out of situations. And I think for Panarin, you know, I wish it was another line, honestly, but for Panarin to score that goal at 5-on-5 to tie that game yesterday, you know, Saturday, I thought that was huge just for momentum, because it was, I think, what, 8 periods in a row without a 5-on-5 goal, being outscored 9-0. Like, they needed, you know, a feel good moment at 5-on-5, I feel like.
Yeah. And I hate when people refer to, because the Rangers are, if you want to call them power play merchants, they definitely are in certain aspects, but I hate when people refer to it as kind of like a down position type thing. Like, it's almost like saying in college basketball, like, free throws mean nothing. Like, you get that extra opportunity to make more points, or you get, I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. Like, the Rangers, in order to get a power play, you have to work hard, right? Mm-hmm. You're not going to get a lot of free ones. Lot of it,
the Islanders shoot themselves in the foot and give a lot of free ones, but
continue. I will say, yeah, yeah, it happens. But I'm saying, like, a lot of times teams are rewarded for hard work with a power play because a guy gets tripped because he's working hard. So just because you get a power play doesn't mean you're going to succeed. I mean, look at the Flyers. What are they, like 8% on the power
play? The Islanders yesterday, they're 0-for-5. They suck.
Exactly. So not only do you have to get the power play, which a lot of times you have to work hard for, you also have to be good on it. So to call the Rangers power play merchants, yes, it is a thing, but you also have to execute. And the Rangers have done a great job of executing on it in the previous, you know, 5, 6, 7 years. So it's important, and it's going to be important in the postseason. So the reason why the Rangers didn't succeed in the postseason is because the power play wasn't good. It has to be good.
Yeah, no, I agree. And, you know, listen, I think I want to talk a lot about Artemi Panarin. But before I do that, the NBA, who tweeted this? It was Ian Begley, who covers the Knicks, does a great job, said the NBA announced that the Knicks game one would be on Saturday. So that means most likely the Rangers game one will be on Sunday. No time yet, obviously. There could be a doubleheader. I doubt it. And if there is a doubleheader, the Knicks game has to be first because you can't afford to put the hockey game first and have it go to four overtimes. Then the Knicks game is just canceled. So there's a real chance of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Knicks, Rangers alternating days, home playoff games. So if you live outside of New York City and you root for both teams, I highly recommend coming home and hanging out next weekend. Is there any chance you come home?
No, I won't be home because I'm coming home for a full week in May. My brother's graduating on May 12th, and then I have a concert the following weekend. So I'll be home that whole week. So praying the Rangers are still in at that point. I know I want to be back in New York City so bad for this, but it's a long stretch coming up. We got a lot of stuff going on at Better. Jake's fight's coming up. So we really just have to bear down these next couple of months and work hard. But I know I for sure I am coming home in May. So I'm praying that they are still in it. But it's a really exciting time to be a New York sports fan, man. You look at the numbers. The last time the Knicks and the Rangers won 50 games was 1994.
Yeah, don't you have a ton of stats?
Yeah, I don't have them written down, but it just feels like every week something new comes up. I mean, OJ in the Bronco was the biggest thing in 1994, and then he dies in the year that the Rangers and Knicks are both good. And like, obviously I don't really think there's that much correlation with that, but there could be. I don't know, we'll see. But I've been saying it and I'll say it again, this is, and 2014 was a great year, but this is the best Rangers team I've seen. That they didn't have a guy like Artemi Panarin, they didn't, you know, they didn't have a necessarily defensive core like they do now. I think Adam Fox exemplifies whatever they've had in the last 10 years at defense. It's just like, I don't know, man. It just really feels like it could be the team to do it.
Yeah, and as we're recording right now, Artemi Panarin currently has 118 points, 48 goals, 70 assists. He's fourth in scoring in the NHL behind Kucherov, who's one with 141. MacKinnon, who's two with 138, and McDavid with 130. He's third. But I wanted to bring something up about Artemi Panarin. I've been talking about him a lot lately, being in the MVP conversation. I don't think he's getting enough credit. I don't think he's really going to win it, but I think he deserves a little bit more love. you know, Panarin has been the go-to guy all year long, is the reason to me, you know, probably the biggest reason why the Rangers are in a situation to win the President's Trophy. And I think the fact that he's uplifted this team so much deserves to be a little bit more, or I guess makes it a little bit more important, I guess, to his team, if that makes sense. Like, and I think a lot of the argument is, you know, Kucherov has, you know, 40-something points ahead of the next guy. But when you look at the Lightning, you know, Steven Stamkos is about to have 40 goals. You know, Victor Hedman's over a point a game. Braden Point's around 50 goals. You look at the Avalanche, Mikko Rantanen over 100 points. Cale Makar, one of the best defensemen in the NHL, I think he's over a point a game around there. And, you know, obviously Edmonton has McDavid and Draisaitl. I think what Panarin has done, you know, he's 40-ish, I think, points ahead of Trocheck, who has 77. Yeah, Trocheck has 77 points. So what's the math there? 23 plus 18, 41 points. Like, I think Panarin deserves a little bit more love in the MVP conversation. And something that I wanted to do with you, Avery, I wanted to, like, put out a social experiment, basically. Do you remember, you know, in those series against Ottawa in the playoffs and I think against Washington, when the Ranger fans would do a countdown from, like, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 at, like, the 11-minute mark of a period and then chant, like, Alfie sucks? Or
yeah, and then it went Ovi sucks.
And then Ovi sucks at the 8-minute mark. I would love, and I know, you know, we'll see how much pull we have here, but I would love tomorrow night for there to be a countdown, and or tonight as you're listening, the Rangers against the Senators, for there to be a countdown of like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 at the 10-minute mark of each period, and for the Garden to chant MVP for Panarin. I think it'd be unbelievable. And watching the Knicks game today, Jalen Brunson goes to the free throw line. He's in the conversation for MVP for the Knicks. And I think Panarin like deserves that kind of love and build up from the Ranger fans, especially after reading Larry Brooks's article today, knowing about, you know, the playoff struggles last year and how he kind of wants to put that behind him. I think that'd be so sick if the Garden crowd would do that. Like,
bro, if we have the pull to do that, that'd be insane.
But it'd be insane,
I agree. I think he deserves it. You want to talk about MVP caliber, there's obviously a lot of guys who put up a lot of points, and you need the points in an MVP race, right? You need to be able to show that you can do it. And Artemi Panarin is showing that he can do it. But it's not only that. It's when you look at an MVP, it's a guy that when the puck's on his stick, you know he's going to do something special, and he exemplifies it. And what he did last night or yesterday, because it was during the day, showed exactly the reason why he's the MVP. The Rangers were in a tie game, and they didn't really know where to look to. They were playing good hockey, but still, it felt like the Islanders had the edge. And then Panarin just comes out and does what he does best, and he puts the puck in a perfect spot, a spot that 99% of the guys on the team wouldn't be able to do in that scenario. So it's just like, he is the guy. He's done unbelievable things this year. He shaved his head to reset, and it clearly worked. And it's unbelievable to see. It's crazy that this is his first 100-point year, because he's been so good in the NHL for so long. And I'm just so happy to see it. I know there's so many guys this year that deserve MVP. You can throw it Sid's way with how good the Penguins have gone down the stretch. Nick McKinnon, that's another guy who, like, when the puck's on his stick, you know he can do special things for a team that when they're down, they can put the puck in McKinnon's hands and he'll do what he does best. And a lot of the times you get these guys who put up a lot of points, but can you really rely on them in clutch moments? A guy like Artemi Panarin, you can, 100%.
Yeah. Any other year, I think he's the clear-cut MVP.
Yeah.
And it'd be so sick if he does score, like, early in the game to get 49. And just, like, every time he has the puck on his stick, if he gets a chance to have 50, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
That'd be sick.
It'd be interesting. It's weird. You know, it's funny, before you go on, I just want to talk about how we kind of talked earlier, you know, a couple weeks ago about rest-wise. We haven't given any guys rest. We've just been going. We looked at Ottawa as like a perfect, and Montreal is like perfect games to give guys rest. Nope. Rangers are going full tilt right now.
Well, also, I just don't think they can with this tight race for first place in the conference. You can't afford to sacrifice home ice against the Carolina Hurricanes in the second round.
Yeah.
Right now we're recording as the Hurricanes and Blackhawks are tied at 1-1. If Carolina loses this game, the Rangers will clinch first. So maybe we see guys rest tomorrow night. But you like I said, you can't afford to give up the home ice right now.
Right.
So I think one more thing just to mention before we get into fan questions, Filippito coming back. Did not see that coming at all. Didn't hear a single peep about it. I wasn't at the practice, so I don't know like what was said and whatnot, but just great seeing him back on the ice. I don't know if he'll get in a game or not, but I mean, just awesome to see him around the team, I guess.
Yeah, it seemed that it was his decision. They were talking about in the press conference that it was a Filippito decision. He got cleared. So we'll see. I mean, if he can come back and play, oh my God, this roster would be deadly in the playoffs. You talk about a team that has the most wins in franchise history is going in to the playoffs as a serious threat to win the Stanley Cup, and then you add a guy like Filippito back into the lineup. It really gets me feeling like it could be the team. But even without him, the New York Rangers can absolutely win the Stanley Cup in June.
1,000%. All right, you want to go to some fan questions? We have a lot.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's get into the first one. James Chrysler, 16-game players to watch.
We always talk about Will Cooley, but 16-game players. Ryan Lindgren, man, like that's a guy who you really need to be, you know, the second guy to Adam Fox is like a strong defenseman locked down, because we know the scoring, it shrinks in the playoffs. It becomes a much tighter game. Everyone's on their heels. Everyone's nervous to make different plays with the puck. So we need him to be hard on pucks, hard in the corner, laying body, you know, blocking shots. Like, he's a very vital piece to this team. You look at all the offensive guys and what they've done this year, but we need to make sure that our defense is good and ready to go in the playoffs.
I've been saying Will Cooley all year. I like Lindgren, obviously, too. I'm also going to say, like, Jimmy Vesey. And funny enough, you know, I ran into Lindgren, Vesey, and Schneider. They were at Bleecker Street Bar on Saturday night after the game, which was cool. You know, good to see those guys out enjoying a win, too. You know, they weren't getting crazy. They were just having a beer with their friends. But it was cool seeing them, like, you know, being out and about in New York at, like, you know, a pretty normal spot. Bleecker Street Bar has become, like, my favorite bar in New York, by the way. I've been there, like, 3 weekends in a row. It's amazing. But yeah, I'd say VZ Cooley is a guy, you know, we've talked about.
You can even say Schneider with the way he played the other day.
Like, yeah, and Schneider too. Just like, remember last year, who did he fight in the playoffs last year against the Devils? He dropped him with somebody.
Siegenthaler?
Maybe. That sounds familiar. I don't remember who exactly it was, but
I don't know, but he's a guy who they need to be that guy. Like he came in and everybody was like, he could be the next like mini Trouba, and he's been playing phenomenal. I mean, what a goal on the penalty kill the other night.
I think Vinny Trocheck is going to have a big playoff run.
Oh, I really hope so.
He's been
so
a fucking
good
pest, and I've loved his game.
Yeah.
You know, all year, but as of late, especially too. And that shootout winner was awesome the other day. The Selly was great. So Vinny Trocheck is definitely a guy. I think when you talk about X factors, you know, I think he could be one to look at. Next up, Eric Sawyer. Since BC is done, any chance we see Perreault in the Black Aces? I don't think Gabe Perreault signs.
No,
you know, I think another year, even 2 years of college will benefit him. They don't need him right now. They don't have a place for him right now. Let him take his time in college. Let him get bigger. Let him get stronger. Let him get faster, and don't rush his development, especially right now where, you know, we don't know how much of an impact he'd really have. Because where in this lineup are you really putting him? He's a center. So, you know, I just don't see it happening. Any thoughts on you?
No, definitely not Perreault. I think you'd like to think Hoffman would make the playoff roster, but I don't know. I don't know what the numbers are on that. And you think I would with how many times the Rangers have been in the playoffs, but I don't know.
All right, next one, Brandman 7694. Who impressed you the most on Saturday? I mean, for me, it was Igor. I thought he made so many big saves.
Yeah, you know, for it's felt like over the last couple of weeks, Igor hasn't been super tested, right? It hasn't really felt like he's faced like a lot of playoff type hockey. And that was a game that really felt like a playoff game, and he excelled. Absolutely would agree with Igor. I also think of the last five games, the fourth line has been really good. I think Jimmy Vesey's been playing well. You talked about him before. I even think Barclay Goodrow has been pretty solid. He took a penalty that was rough, but I think that the fourth line's been moving the puck well. They had some really productive shifts against the Islanders in the last two games. But other than that, yeah, Braden Schneider too. I mean, man, what a way he stepped up. And I know we've been talking about it forever that we wanted them to switch the D pairings, and they did. And they struggled a little bit at first, but they evened out. And I thought Schneider and Miller played great together.
I actually thought Mika played really well too.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's another one. I was saying in our group chat, I said Mika was flying against the Islanders. Mm-hmm. The whole game, he looked great.
He had so many good chances that even the play on the first shift where he came in on his offside and like made that little push to the middle and had a good chance. I think Sorokin stopped it with his right pad. But
yeah,
I thought Mika was awesome on Saturday. Big Brady underscore BWA. Are you worried about the Rangers 5v5 play going into the playoffs? I know I am. I'm only worried about who's going to step up if they shut down the Trocheck line. I can count on Panarin, Trocheck, and Lafreniere to create offense, but after them, I am concerned for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about how it's a game of adjustments. You know, if they go down 1 or 2 nothing and they go into intermission, it's all about making the right adjustments. And you see Lobby sometimes bring Panarin up to the first line to get them going. So we'll see. I never like to judge regular season play going into playoffs because, like I said before, it's a completely different game. But it is mildly concerning, but they don't seem to really care about it. They've been asked multiple times, and if the puck goes in,
what are they going to say?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to figure it.
We're worried. Yeah.
Like I said to you, AJ, Alex, Cody, if this isn't the team of destiny, when is it ever going to be? So they'll figure it out.
All right, Sammy Hockey 36, different kind of question. Good question. Should players have nicknamed jerseys during one home game a year like the MLB has? I didn't even know the MLB did that, but
they did. Yeah, they do.
You feel like a kid's day kind of vibe?
I'm trying to fight my love for hockey tradition.
I actually also thought both teams dropped the ball. I thought in one of the two games this week, the Islanders and Rangers should have worn the Stadium Series jerseys again.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? With how much tradition hockey has and how much it would somewhat bother me that they would do it, the Yankees have like the most tradition of all sports and they did it. So
they did the nickname thing?
Yeah. So
oh, really?
I think I'd be okay with that. I think it'd be pretty cool. And then they like auction the jerseys off
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good cause. I'd like that.
All right, we got like a three-parter here from BKotch32. What would you do with Heedle if he's healthy to play? Kako on line 1, 72, line 3, 96, scratch, question mark. Cody, now that you've actually seen Rostovic play, are you happy you've been pushing the Rangers to acquire him for the last few seasons? Cody's obviously not here, but we'll let him defend himself. Next time we'll ask him again when he's back on here. But I don't think you're putting Kako back up with Zibanejad and Kreider. I think he's way more effective with Wennberg and Cooley. If anything, I'd throw Heedle in that spot maybe and try to throw Roslovic on the fourth line maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see Roslovic getting scratched. I also thought he had a pretty good game against the Islanders. He was flying up and down the ice. He obviously hasn't put up the points that people would have liked in the games he's played, but I also think that he could be a very impactful player in the playoffs with his speed and his ability to move the puck up and down the ice. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't see Roslovic getting scratched in the playoffs. I still think he's going to be a player for this team.
I mean, not the goal scorer, but...
Right.
Yeah. Krasinski, Charlie, me and my buddy going to game 2. Any tips? Go to Mustang Harry's before. Get a burger, get some beers.
Yep.
And I don't know what kind of tips you'd give, but I would always say go to Mustang Harry's before the game. Best spot.
Yeah, I'd go to Mustang Harry's before the game.
Or American Whiskey, too.
Yeah, get into the garden early. It always opens, you know, an hour before. Get in there early. Go watch warm-ups. Get the vibe. Feel the vibes. You definitely want to see the pregame stuff. The videos are always great. They do such a good job with that. I'm so superstitious when it comes to that. I'm always at the garden right when the doors open. I never want to show up late. I always want to see warmups. I always want to see the pregame videos because that's what really gets the juices flowing. You want to be there for the national anthem. Just get there for it all and just be a part of the whole experience because you're paying for it, obviously. Like it ain't cheap to go to the garden. So you want to get every single inch of what they give you.
And for the people that don't know this by now, if you haven't been going to games long enough, save the bathroom trips for when the red light in the penalty box turns on. For people who don't know this trick, whenever the red light comes on, it means they're immediately going to a TV timeout. So whenever I saw that red light come on as a kid, that's when I would sprint to the bathroom and try to sprint back before the commercial starts. So usually if the red light goes on, then you see the people that shovel the snow come on. So look for that red light. I'm not sure if there's more TV timeouts in the playoffs.
Bro, you've gone to the bathroom during a like
whenever the red light pops on, if I have to pee that bad, I sprint.
Bro, I'm holding that. I have never.
I hate waiting in line though. The intermission, I fucking hate it.
I have never walked away during a period though.
You know, the last one that I can recall. Well, I don't really do it any. I do it now in the press box, but the bathroom, there's no line to really worry about.
Yeah.
But the last time I remember sprinting out of my seat to go to the bathroom was when the Gensel high stick in Game 7 was under review. I was going to pee in my pants. We were so drunk at that game. And I kind of figured it was going to be called a good goal. So I remember I left my seat for that one.
That's another thing. Yeah, I don't really drink during Ranger games. So it would probably be a different story.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mike_D92. Getting the feeling that whoever the Rangers play in round one will be a long series. Agree? I think they're going to play Detroit with how it's lined up right now. I know Washington's in the second wildcard spot as we're talking. But Detroit has a home and home against Montreal to finish their year. I think they should win both games. I'll be very surprised if it's not them. Washington, I believe, plays Boston, and then they play Philly to end their season. Pittsburgh plays Nashville and the Islanders to end their season. So tougher games for those couple teams. But I still think if they're, you know, should we go through each team?
We can. I just think it's funny. We had a conversation about this in the chat. It's just, it doesn't matter who we play. It's going to be a long series.
I don't know. I think the Rangers beat the Caps and the Red Wings in 5, but I could see Pittsburgh.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so, but we've never really seen it.
The only five-game series I can remember was 2015 against the Penguins that had an overtime goal. That was the only one I can remember.
Exactly.
Or the Atlanta sweep. The Atlanta sweep in like 07.
That's what I'm saying. Like, doesn't really matter who we play. It's just the Rangers way. No matter what team we have, what we see, it's just going to be that way. And if it's not, it's a miracle. And it's a team of destiny.
Hesitant to ask this one. Perry Kunivelis, what were you guys doing during the earthquake? I know you weren't here.
I know what you were doing.
Yep. I was on the toilet. I'm not.
You were on the toilet.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was here. I think I was in my living room, but I was like, yeah, I didn't feel anything. I was in Florida.
Well, you're in Florida.
Yeah.
It wasn't in Florida.
Yeah.
But yes, I was on the toilets. I thought the building was collapsing. I live in an old building, so I was freaking out. My roommates were home and they came out screaming, "Did anyone feel that?" And I was like, "Oh my God, thank God someone else felt it." And I immediately got up and I was like, "Should we evacuate the building?" Like, I was freaking out. And then I got a text from my dad, "Did you guys feel that?" And then my roommates got a text from their parents, "Did you guys feel that?" And we were all like, "Okay, it's not just the building. We're, you know, we're kind of fine, I guess." But I was freaking out.
No shocker there.
No. Yeah. I don't do well with traumatic experiences. All right. Bobby Christ one. I don't know if you are a fan of Quinn 92, but best Quinn 92 song, Quinn XCII, if you know the song.
Oh, yeah. Is that a girl?
No, it's a guy.
Oh.
One of my favorite singers. Yeah. I love the song Straight Jacket. That's probably my favorite by him. But he has a lot of good ones. The song Stacy's great. Yeah, I would say Straight Jacket's probably my favorite. Another Day in Paradise is a good one. I can go on and on. But I'm not going to do that. Yeah. Okay. So Willie White 17, what's your favorite kind of food to order / eat while watching hockey?
Oh, I got mine.
Like if you're on the couch, well, on the couch. Yeah.
It's takeout Chinese, dude.
Takeout Chinese, really?
Yeah, 100%.
That's a good one.
Because pizza, all right, pizza's football.
Yeah.
I think like you want to have like a home cooked meal if you're watching golf, but for hockey, for me, I always remember like the best memories of my dad like bringing home take home Chinese and watching the games with him.
I used to always get like a chicken parm sub.
Yeah,
that was my
thing.
That's
a good one.
Yeah, chicken parm hero or like chicken baka hero. That's kind of what I go to.
Yeah,
but at a game, I would never do that. If you're at the game as a fan, it's like you don't want to get anything sloppy. Like obviously, prime rib is the big one, but it's like so filling, not worth it every game. But like chicken tenders and fries is easy. You know, that's always the way to go.
Yeah, hot dog.
Whatever. Hot dog. Oh, love a hot dog. Baseball game too, especially. All right, we got like two more. Blue Shirts hockey, is Rempe in the playoff lineup?
He's on the roster. I don't know. And we've talked about this before. I think you let him, you sit, like you said it perfectly, Johnny, you let him watch a game, you let him see, because you don't want him to just jump out there and take a 5-minute penalty and kill all the momentum we've built all season in one game. So you kind of let him watch and see what happens. If we need a momentum or a pace change, we bring him in game two.
I agree. I don't think he's in the lineup in game one, but I will be very surprised if he doesn't get in a game.
Yeah.
All right. Last one. I'm struggling with this name, but I think it's Aralee BT. Thoughts on MYR getting the President's Trophy and its curse? I think it's all bullshit. Go get it. Get home ice for all four rounds. Win the games. That's why we play.
Yeah. I said, if I'll say it one more time, not to sound like a broken record, if this is the team of destiny, it doesn't matter what they win or what they have, they will get it done. We've gone through too much, and we've seen too much pain and suffering to be upset when they lose a regular season game. Like, it's just going to happen. They've worked so hard to get to where they are. They're here now. They're probably going to be the one seed. They're going to have home ice. Like, don't get upset because they lost to the Islanders in the regular season. Like, this, things like this happen. The year they went to the Eastern Conference Final, they lost the last three of their four regular season games. Like, it just happens that way. And people like to forget that because it's in the moment right now. But all that matters is when the playoffs come, everything changes. The way the guys skate, the way the guys play, it's a totally different feel because it turned into seven games. You got to win four out of seven. And that's it. So we'll see.
Good way to end it, I think. Yeah. Shorter episode today, but we will record again probably on Thursday. The Eastern Conference will be decided by Wednesday night after the Islanders and Penguins game, most likely. So we don't really know who the Rangers will be playing until then. And during the playoffs, I think we're going to have episodes on every game day. So we're going to record on the days where the Rangers aren't playing so we can keep you guys up to date. We're not up to date. Everyone knows what's going on. But just so we can kind of talk about the games as they're happening, as they're going, and what to look for in the coming games. So
yep,
that's a few things on what we'll be doing.
Expect a lot merch, of podcasting. Dude. Yep, I was just about to say the merch is out.
Oh, and also, I gotta give a shout out to the Broadway hat. They sent me a very cool Broadway hat. I'm gonna post a link for it, I think, on Twitter tomorrow. But so yeah, keep an eye out for my tweet of this cool Broadway hat.
Yeah, bro, I need that thing.
Was sent to me by Dov Quint. I don't know if that's actually his name.
Put it on.
We've just been DMing. Yeah, I'll throw it on.
But while Johnny's putting that on, if you go to imblueyork.com/collections/blue-crew, we have merch finally. It is so nice. The quality is incredible. What you pay for is what you get in terms of quality, and the colors are beautiful. The logo's amazing. If you love this podcast, you'll love this merch. Trust me. And if you don't want to type in all that, just go to imblueyork.com. There is a Blue Crew tab in the top right. Make sure you go get yours today. Johnny, that hat is awesome. I need it.
Yep. We love you guys. Thanks for listening. And we'll talk to you later in the week. LFGR.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.